Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
It is hour number two. Thank you so much for hanging in there. Facebook viewers, welcome those listening streaming through BizTalk Radio or however you're listening to us. We do appreciate it as we broadcast live from the iHeart Media and Entertainment Studios here, San Diego, California. 7 minutes after the hour, call us at 855-424-9825, John at GardenAmerica.com, or Facebook Live. That's your best bet, because we monitor it throughout the entire show, and we have a tendency to get to those questions just a little bit quicker. But again, the calls and the emails to John, that's fine as well. Did you have a good break, Bob?
Absolutely. We had a couple of good yucks. Some of them.
Yeah, we do.
Are usually not appropriate for the air. They're not terrible.
Not
but,
terrible, but no, you know what, but this is.
Yeah, but they
I think
funny.
We've mentioned the one on air before. I had mentioned that Becky from France was helping us on bringing some roses into the country. And one of the roses that's we've been looking for a few years but have not been able to find, because I don't think it exists anywhere in the U.S., is Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
So what about this rose, John? We've talked about this rose before, and at one time you said it's just not available, and you found it in Hungary.
Found it in Hungary, but we mentioned earlier in the show how every rose has a story behind it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of the stories behind this particular rose was Eleanor Roosevelt's comment about the rose.
Because if Eleanor said it, it's okay for the radio.
And every rose has a description. So,
yeah.
So this is the description of the rose.
And this is a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. She said, "Once I had a rose named after me, and I was very flattered. But I was not pleased to read the description in the catalog. No good in a bed, but fine up against a wall."
That's the description of the rose.
That's
no good in a bed, but fine up against the wall.
And I can just see her saying that. It's deadpan.
Absolutely.
And, you know, oh, my goodness.
But John has located this rose, which I'm very angry. But here's the situation we face. And like John mentioned before the show, is trying to propagate it. And so I guess it would be like finding, you know, the last two animals of some species.
Right.
And you try to get them to breed to perpetuate the species.
Yeah, you know what a hard time Noah had.
Imagine that. So anyway, John, that's the goal, right? To get this rose and start propagating it.
Well, I don't know about to start propagating.
Well, that's what I
mean,
said
we always
during the break, I said, you know, with this new property that he's got going, he could be like the only source of Mrs. Franklin Roosevelt in the country.
Yeah, well, one of the things we're trying to do is to introduce these roses back into people's gardens. So we put out a few. We did have a listener ask about the abracadabra rose you had mentioned. Now, you were talking about a stripe variety.
The stripe.
But there is, Jack Christensen was the first to come up with abracadabra. And that was I think it was Jack Christensen. Anyway, it did come from Jackson and Perkins, and that was a pink version.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in the auction this year, and it's the the first time I've seen it offered in many, many years.
That's going to go for a nice price.
You know, I don't know. You never know.
It's funny. You were talking about Altman's growing so many roses now, and mm-hmm. I write all of the tag information for practically every plant that we grow. And I was so, like I said, blown away by how many roses there are. There's thousands. It just goes on and on and on. And then the things you find out, I, growing up my whole life, thought an iceberg rose was the big white iceberg rose. But there's a pink one, and there's a burgundy one. I had no idea. And when I first saw it, I thought somebody was wrong out in our field.
Don't you love the expression on John's face when you talk about these roses?
Of course there is. Don't you know that?
Well, he's just happy to hear us talking about
iceberg
it.
Iceberg is one of the most propagated roses in the world.
Yeah.
And one of the unusual things about iceberg was it had never sported. Mm-hmm. It was always white, white, white. And when you're producing millions of these roses, you would think
there should be some sport someplace. Yeah.
And then for something happened in Australia, I believe it was. And all of a sudden, brilliant pink iceberg came out. Burgundy iceberg came out. And an iceberg is I would never plant one.
You don't like the rose?
Oh, I like the rose. It's a very nice rose. But there are millions of them. It's only concerned with preserving roses that are, you know, possibly in danger of extinction.
Yeah, and it's also not fragrant.
Not fragrant, no.
Yeah, is it, John, are most roses not fragrant? What's the whole story behind that if you took 1,000 roses?
Well, whole story is too long for the amount of time we have here, but basically...
Because what's the first thing people do when you show them a rose?
Exactly.
They smell it.
They smell it to see if it smells right. But fragrance is a recessive characteristic.
Okay.
So it's not going to always show up in a rose. And but people still breed for fragrance. So whenever they get a rose, if it has fragrance, that's one of the attributes that might help it be introduced.
And that's why iceberg doesn't thrill me at all because, I mean, it's a beautiful big white rose. Yeah. And it almost looks like a peony sometimes.
Yeah. It's good for landscaping.
To me, if a rose doesn't smell... It's not a rose.
Okay, and I get that. The one rose that I'm looking for again, which I had years ago, is George Burns. Mm. I think it's one of the prettiest roses. I just love that rose. And I haven't seen it in the auction for a while, if any.
It smells like a cigar.
I hope. That's good. That's good. It smells like a burnt cigar.
If you checked Home Depot, you might be able to find it there.
No, they don't have George Burns.
Why not?
That's
do you guys
not,
grow George Burns?
I don't think so.
See, that's
I,
not,
that's I was going to say if it's there, it's from us.
That's a hard to find
it.
Rose.
You know, what's harder to find is Gracie Allen.
Gracie, right. Well, if you had them both, then they could be reunited, and there you go.
Yeah, but their kids were adopted, weren't they?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
I don't know. Oh, joy!
Did you like that?
Like George Burns.
Anyway, so we've got 13 minutes after the hour. Hey, what's on your mind, John at GardenAmerica.com? Questions, comments. If you listen to the podcast, which we uploaded last week, you know we discussed fall planting. This is the time of the year to start getting ready for the fall, and in some cases, even springtime to get things into the ground. So if you have any questions, comments, want to take this show in that direction, we're happy to do so.
Susan from Vista sent us a picture of her holding a giant mahi-mahi.
A giant mahi-mahi.
Yeah, and she says, teach a woman to fish, and she will catch. Tiger and Brian might think I'm just a bit of senior fluff, but no.
I like that. Susan, I like that.
That's
a great.
great picture. It's a beautiful fish, too. I had the opportunity of having dinner with Susan and Russ a couple of weeks ago.
Did you have mahi-mahi?
Yes, and it was delicious.
It's white meat, isn't it?
Well, we had they did yellowfin.
Okay.
Tuna.
Okay, sure.
And just seared it on the outside, mm-hmm. so it's nice and raw inside. And
I'll send you this picture, Brian. Do you want
we can put
to
that
go
on.
To your Gmail or your iHeartMedia?
That would go to my either one. You know what? Send it both places, and then I'll have it. And I'll post that on Facebook as soon as I get a chance to. So thank you for the picture. And we talked about pictures last hour. Look, we encourage you to send us pictures of your backyard, your front yard. If you have a cougar, strolling through your backyard, drinking out of your pool, we'll post that.
There's been a lot of that going on lately.
Skunks, possums, bears, elephants, whatever you have.
Do you know what a group of skunks is called?
I
find this fascinating.
Interesting. Like you have a pod of whales, a murder of crows.
Right. Gaggle of geese.
Pride of lions.
Right. An exaltation of larks.
Right.
Didn't know that one.
So this is for
it's a book,
skunks.
By the way, the title of a book. It's called An Exaltation of Larks, and the book is all those congregations of animals and
oh,
what
really?
They're called. Yeah.
Because I was thinking about that on the way down. I was going to start looking things up. I'll have to find the book.
Okay, so is this a rhetorical question, or do you know the answer?
No, no, no. It's a gang.
Oh, a gang of skunks?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, me too.
A gang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one time years ago, I got up in the morning and opened the front door, and it was still dark out, but just getting light. And here are these two skunks hopping along just like Pepe Le Pew. And they were going through the grass, I imagine, looking for grubs or something.
Right.
But they were the cutest things. And mm-hmm. then I realized, you know what? Stay back.
They're cute, but you don't
want to. They'll spray.
Yeah.
They'll spray.
Yeah. My dad got face-to-face with one time in the middle of the night in New Jersey and promptly turned around and tiptoed back into the house. Yeah. So,
being face-to-face is not the problem.
Well, the face-to-face didn't last long.
You don't want to be rear-end-to-face. Hey, Janice posted on Facebook that all she had to put was Warner. Because it was Bill Warner who
was the breeder.
Did Abracadabra.
Bill Warner. That's very good.
Yeah.
And of course I knew that.
Well, but see, our listeners and our viewers are so smart.
Well, thank goodness.
No, we thank you for that.
Well,
sometimes
when it comes to roses, Janice from Northern California, from the Bay Area, is probably one of the country's experts on roses.
You know,
and has one of the best collections of roses in the country.
We sometimes have little brain glitches here on the air during Garden America, so we depend on
viewers.
Yep.
You know,
and
Carolyn
listeners.
Mentioned what I was going to guess too was an odor of skunks.
Yeah.
Well, that's even better. Yeah. Okay, break time. We're going to come right back. Whatever's on your mind, we will try to deal with you in terms of answering your questions, your comments. Bob is sitting in for Tiger. I'm Brian Main. He is John Begnasco. We're going to take a break with these words.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Everything is coming up roses in San Diego from October 25th to 29th. Lance Walheim here, and I'm honored to be the keynote speaker at the National Convention of the American Rose Society. BioAdvance and Heirloom Roses will be co-sponsoring the 18th annual Save the Roses auction, along with the Rose Show, speakers, and festivities of the American Rose Society. So join me at the San Diego Crown Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, and go to GardenAmerica.com and check the homepage for links to registration and event schedule.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And, of course, Facebook Live with your questions and comments. We were having some fun before the break talking about, a pride of lions. We've got
ostentation of peacocks.
Ostentation of peacocks.
Yeah.
We also know that a pod of whales. Did I mention that? Pod of whales. A murder of crows.
Yep.
And you said a skunks. You said a gang of skunks.
Gang of skunks.
But I like the suggestion somebody else put. An odor of skunks.
An odor of skunks.
Would have been much better.
It's far more appropriate.
And then we talked about how these, during the break, how all these names came to be. And it was what John said, that back in the 1700s,
yeah, 1800s,
royalty would get together,
parlor game, yeah,
and they would. This is how they would name these these groups of animals or whatever.
And as you said, the names got crazier after about the third tipple.
Exactly. So. What do we have? Anybody on Facebook, John? Are we caught up? How is John at GardenAmerica.com? Any questions? They must have no questions. Everyone's ready for fall.
No, there were a few comments on there, but I just haven't had a chance.
Okay.
To.
Okay. When you get a chance, work them into the show. So go ahead.
A comment from Shirley that says Santa Maria Valley has enough dampness to be a trace. Finally ending months of no moisture.
Oh, no
more. Wow. Fall.
Yeah.
I guess we were talking about the fall season.
Yeah.
And I've noticed, have you guys noticed the fog in the morning?
Yeah.
Yes.
Quite heavy.
Actually. All of a sudden, you know, you go from a day that's, you know, 95 degrees, the next morning you get fog.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as a kid I had a paper route. I'd be up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and yeah. I was like 10, 11 years old.
Me too.
It was pretty eerie, you know, riding your bike in that fog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what that black car just drove by. What does he want, you know, throwing papers? And then if you missed, you had to get off your bike, and you had to walk up and put it on the porch.
Put it on the porch.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those days are long gone.
My first thought when we were talking with Ben, and he said, oh, it's, you know, another rainy day up here in Oregon. And I thought, is that the stuff that makes you gets you wet?
What is this rain you speak of? You know, we have not had rain here for how long?
It's been a long time again, since
6 months? That long?
At least. We had
any significant rain.
We got our rain late in the season, last rainy season. So, yeah. And we're back to all the reservoirs and everything are sucked down dry again. Mm. So,
we got an email from Michael who says, here's a grocery store orchid that I got to bloom again thanks to advice from Bob. He said to leave it outside in the winter. And
now, where is this person from?
Does Michael say where he is?
Yeah, where's Michael
because
from?
Because this bothers me.
Well, it doesn't bother you that he got it to rebloom.
No, but we
should explain the situation here.
Well, he sent a picture of a Phalaenopsis orchid.
Yeah.
Which is what you would normally buy at the grocery store.
Right. Right.
Real common. Of course, this time of year, you're going to start seeing Cymbidium.
And would you not bring that inside?
Not.
It should, depending on where he is, it should not be outside in the winter. And I told John, I said, maybe he misunderstood and we were talking about Cymbidiums at the same time something. Because if I had told him to leave his Phalaenopsis out in the winter, either if I was here with Sharon, she would have jumped on me.
Yeah.
If I was here with John or Tiger, they would have jumped on me and said, why are you crazy?
And I just would have shook my head and agreed with you.
Yeah. So, I whatever happened, Michael, I'm glad that it's blooming again. But yeah. I would suggest...
General advice would be do not put leaf Phalaenopsis out in the winter.
No. Outside the rest of the year, yeah, it's fine. Give it a nice dappled sun or in a lath house or something.
Well, the bottom line is it worked for him.
Yeah.
And he's given you credit, so...
I know, but I don't want to spread bad information.
But that's really not what... you should do with this particular orchid.
No, it would apply to Cymbidium orchids.
Cymbidiums for sure, yeah, because they need a chill down to set their bloom spikes and whatever. And they can go down to 28 degrees without much trouble. And then it initiates the blooming cycle. But Phalaenopsis, they basically don't need a whole lot of light. I usually gave mine more sun than most people would.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, inside the house, the temperature is perfect. Near a bright window is great.
So just let it be.
Yeah. And like I said, the ones from the grocery stores, unfortunately, like so many plants nowadays, they're treated as throwaways. So that when they stop blooming, you just toss it and you go buy another one because they're so cheap now.
Yeah, they are.
Back in the old days, some of those orchids could have cost you hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
But...
Walk into any Trader Joe's right now, and you can get great selection.
They're full of them, yeah. So, Michael, I don't know what happened, and I don't know where you are.
He lives in Oxnard.
Oh, in Oxnard. Oh, well, okay. Well, if you didn't get a freeze and...
then you're fine.
I still wouldn't recommend it.
No.
But it apparently helped because it got as much light as it could for 12 months.
Just say all the circumstances were...
Yeah,
in his favor this time around.
Well, any temperature below 50 degrees is not going to be good for Phalaenopsis orchids.
Yeah, it slows them down, and that's why household temperatures are mm-hmm. good. You know, and like I said, I usually give mine a little bit more light, but they don't need a whole lot. They're very jungly.
Yeah.
So Michael, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Michael.
And I don't know if I just had a moment or if we were talking about something else and it got mixed in. So,
but the outcome was good. Hey, yep. John, did you see Carolyn's question, comment there? On Facebook?
Did.
Okay. Is this something you want to address?
Well, there's a lot of comments here.
Well, we encourage them. Questions, comments on Facebook.
Carolyn is asking, she said, I forgot your suggestion of a systemic to discourage giant whiteflies. These are on a status plant. Thanks for any advice. So far, I'm removing the affected leaves. It was the Bayer rose and flower care. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All-in-one rose and flower care. And you just mix that up in a watering can, pour it at the base of the plant. And
that's the first I've heard of giant whitefly in a long time, because they've been pretty much eradicated, haven't
they? They used to be everywhere, right?
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, yeah. And as soon as you got rid of them, they're right back again.
Yeah, but they released predatory wasps.
Right.
And the wasps are
taking
doing
care
a good
of
job of taking care of them. Yep. Yeah, you still find them. I was cleaning something up in my yard yesterday, cutting leaves, and I noticed giant whitefly on the back of the leaves.
Hmm.
And what?
Hibiscus.
And you thought to yourself, where are those wasps?
Yeah.
No, I was thinking, it's nice that I haven't seen more of these. Yeah. You know what? I think they might have been on gladiolus, just on the leaves.
Well, you know, they were not picky. They went.
Saw them on hibiscus.
I had them in my car.
Yeah, hibiscus.
in your car. But wait a second.
No, I'm dead serious. You know how they make that spiral?
Yeah.
That little spiral pattern? Right inside the window, where on the inside of the door, some had gotten in apparently, and there was this spiral of whitefly starting on the actual panel of the door.
So just know if you're watching or listening, you can get giant whitefly in your car. and the wasps wasps have no idea. So
they don't go to cars.
They don't go to cars. Yeah. They have one job to do and they know what they're doing.
Well, I wiped them off and they were gone. It never happened again, but it did happen. I was just amazed.
Our good friend Willa in Laguna Beach one Halloween dressed up as a giant whitefly. She had...
That's very clever, by the way, but I'm sure she had to explain her costume.
Yeah, to a lot of people.
Okay, break time once again as we approach 30 minutes after the hour. Brian Mayne here, yours truly. Bob Breedwiller sitting in for our good friend and our garden buddy, Tiger Palafox. John Begnasco, still plenty of time. Questions, comments, what's on your mind here? Streaming through BizTalk Radio, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, or continue with your Facebook questions. Sue, we're going to get back and address Sue's question on Facebook right after this. Stay with us.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And, of course, right there on Facebook Live with your questions and comments, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. Want to thank Bob for sitting in for Tiger today. John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main. John, Sue has a rose question on Facebook that we've been looking at, and I mentioned that we would address that after we came back from the break.
Well, Sue wants us to suggest two roses, one red and one yellow. She prefers hybrid tea, easy care, fragrant, and she wants to plant them in the ground in Allied Gardens. Well, one of the most fragrant red roses and one that's easy to find is Mr. Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of fragrance.
It's an old standby.
Yeah.
And a mixture of red and white would be double delight. You know, sometimes it's more red, sometimes there's a little more
yellow and
white in it.
Yeah, doesn't have some yellow too?
Like shades. But the fragrance on Double Delight.
That is my favorite.
Almost impossible to beat.
I don't think I've ever smelled one.
It'll knock your socks off. It is so wonderful.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So make sure you're wearing flip-flops that day.
Yeah, so you don't lose your socks.
we'll do. Yeah, thank you.
Got to stay one step ahead of him all the time.
And then yellows are a little more difficult because, in general, yellow roses did not smell. Mm-hmm. And now there's more and more fragrant yellow roses. Some of David Austin's English roses that are yellow have really good fragrance. And it's not a hybrid tea, but I think one that always wins if you go to a rose show, they have a fragrance category. And what usually wins the trophy for fragrance, or often does, is a rose called Lemon Zest. Mm. And it's the strongest lemon scent you've ever smelled.
Oh, wow. I mean, almost so much so like it's not even a real smell, right? It's like,
yeah, it's like not a rose. Huh?
Yeah. Really, really strong. I'm trying to think if there's one in the auction this year, because Lemon Zest is a little more difficult. There is a similar rose called Lemon Essence that is in the auction this year. I think the flower is a little bit smaller than Lemon Zest, but again, it's not a hybrid tea. In hybrid tea, Sutter's Gold is a old hybrid tea that you can usually find in extremely fragrant.
Yeah. Well, we were talking earlier about fragrance being a recessive trait. Mm-hmm. Isn't the color yellow also?
No, not anymore. Yellow never existed in hybrid teas, and it had to be brought in from another species of rose, the Rosa persica, which had yellow in it.
Right.
But one of the downsides of that type of breeding was that Rosa persica also had black spot.
Yeah.
And that's what brought black spot into roses.
It's always something.
Yeah. that one door opened up.
Right. So prior to that, there weren't any roses that got black spot. There were virtually no roses that got black spot. And all the early yellows, because of that breeding, all had black spot, horrible black spot. Mm. But today, with all the breeding that has gone on, yellow roses are very hardy.
Yeah.
Julia Child
cleaned them up,
which was an All-American selection a few years ago, probably one of the most prolific blooming roses, also fragrant.
It is
very, very, very tall rose, too.
Yeah.
Now, it's actually not that tall, but it does bloom a lot.
Thank you. Bob understood. Thank you. Wait, John, are there going to be any black roses that you know of in the auction this year? I've had people ask me, looking for black roses.
Black rose, black dahlia, black what? Everybody's looking for it. Yeah.
There are some, golly, I'd have to look at the list now. There's over 250 roses in the auction.
And you don't have them memorized yet? Shame on you.
Can't remember what he had for breakfast.
He's getting there.
They're, trying to think. There are some really dark red roses, and there's one rose that I was not that familiar with. I had never grown. And it was donated, actually, from Jan. And it's called Red Paris. And it's a dark red, perfect exit. It's a florist rose.
Almost like velvet?
Yeah, it's velvety. Just spectacular.
Yeah, that's the black. The closest you get to black are those dark, dark, dark reds.
Seems. Well, they're not true black, but...
I used to collect black roses, and there was, in my collection, was black pearl. You know, black, velvety, red, Schwarze Madonna. Mm-hmm.
Careful.
Gesundheit.
German for black Madonna, I guess. And the darkest of all of the roses.
Yeah, that was my question.
Is black Baccara. And I'm trying to, black Baccara may be in the auction.
Wow. Okay, this is good news for some people. Hmm.
The reason that there were no black roses for such a long period of time was not because it was hard to get black roses or to grow or to breed them, but anytime the growers saw a black rose, they threw it out. And the reason was because it would be difficult for them to grow out in the fields because the heat,
the sun would,
the black. Would be absorbed into the black color and they would
crisp
and they would burn. Yeah.
So what do they do to get around that problem?
Little tiny umbrellas.
Little shade cloth, huh?
Just move to the coast,
yeah.
I guess.
No, that's a good idea. Yeah, they would do well on the coast, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but black Baccara, I think, comes out black at sometimes.
That's beautiful.
And Bob's right that black roses are really dark red.
Yeah,
but
you can
but
get
some
to that
like
point.
Black Baccara really have black in them.
Yeah.
Anything at john@gardenamerica.com we can address?
No.
Mr. Bagnascom? Okay. No. So I guess people just like tuning in and hearing us kibitz, chit-chatting.
Carolyn had mentioned that she had previously had, we were talking about the giant whitefly. She mentioned she had it on.
Hibiscus.
Hibiscus.
Yeah.
Yep.
That seems to be the, when we had that problem, 10, 15 years ago, I would always see them on hibiscus.
That was their magnet plant.
Yeah, I think
every
so.
Every hibiscus was covered with them. Yeah.
You know, and I was just being a bit ornery when you said, is there anything on
John at GardenAmerica.com?
Because flipping back and forth sometimes gives me a headache, but there are a few things. So
do we want to address those
so
now?
So I apologize.
No, we just, John, that's you. We just
my
we,
abrupt answer.
You just had a moment.
We roll with it.
Yeah.
It's okay. And then we fight and argue during the break.
I'm really trying to practice being nice rather than perturbed when people ask me questions.
It's taken a long
time. I need a lot more practice.
God's not done with them yet.
No.
Anyway,
no.
This is from Steve.
Okay. Is our buddy in Simi Valley?
Yeah.
Steve in Simi.
And he says, I think he means hello, but it says, hell, John.
Maybe he's reacting to something you said.
Could be. No, but I think he means, hello, John, Brian, and Bob. Can you give me a potion to put in the ground at planting time for my lemon cucumbers? They always seem to get big and leaf issues. Big and leaf issues. Bugs and leaf issues, right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's doing autocorrect or something.
Could
yeah.
be. I think it was sent by a smartphone, and smartphones do this.
Sometimes not that smart.
Yeah. Yep. There is a, we talked about the Bayer all-in-one rose and flower care.
Sure.
Which is a systemic, but you don't want to use that on edibles. But Bayer does have a systemic you can use on edibles, and you can put in the ground. And I'm trying to think of the name, Steve. I think it's called Fruit and Vegetable
Probably
Insect Control. And the thing you have to check when you use that product is it read the label, and it will give you the amount of time to harvest after that's been used. On some vegetables, you have to
wait a while.
Wait a while, but it'll tell you.
We should start getting used to calling Bayer by their new name, shouldn't we?
Which is?
And that's exactly it. I can't remember. I'm having a really hard time with this.
Bio-advanced.
Bio-advanced.
Right.
Okay. You're going to quiz me next week. I better remember.
Which, that used to be part of their some of their product line name, wasn't it? Or no?
I don't know. They used to have Natria.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Bio-advanced,
Bio-advanced
is what they are. So thank you for your support, Bio-advanced.
You know, if he was talking about fertilizing, you know, I know it's a bit of a job, but and I've done it before, and it's like going way back in time. But if you can go someplace and catch yourself some fish, you know, like bluegills or whatever, and put those down on the bottom of the hole before you plant, it really works well as a natural fertilizer.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Years ago, when I was just a pup, my grandfather, my mother's father, came out from Nebraska, and he wanted to go fishing. And they went out on a half-day boat.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, I will tell a similar story and the results of that story.
Okay.
Going to take a break. One more segment coming up on this Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. Thank you so much. We appreciate your support. Bob Reed Miller sitting in for Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. We are Garden America, taking a break with some words of interest and people who, gosh darn it, keep us on the air.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info. Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready to spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
We are right back with our final segment on this Saturday. Good afternoon if you're back east, and good morning to the rest of us here. It is Garden America every Saturday at this time. We kick things off 6 minutes after 8 on the West Coast, 11:06 Eastern Time Zone. And, of course, today, Bob sitting in for Tiger. I'm Brian Main, John Bagnasco, John at GardenAmerica.com, Facebook Live. You mentioned about fertilizing with fish,
yeah,
which reminded me of a story that I started before the break when I was very small, probably maybe 4, 5, 6 years old. So my grandfather comes out from Nebraska. They take him out fishing. They come back. We were in the midst. We had just moved into this house, so we were in the midst of doing landscaping. And we had this in the process of planting this bird of paradise, which wasn't very big at the time.
Right.
What they did, they dug a giant hole, and I think, as I recall, they just put the fish in there the way they were. Mm-hmm. Just laid them across this,
yeah,
big hole. They planted it, covered it up. I'm sure they didn't fertilize it.
Right.
Within 2 or 3 months, this thing took off, and my whole childhood there at the house, good, 15, 20 years, this thing became giant.
Massive, yeah.
Massive, giant. And they said, yep, good old fish fertilizer.
Yeah, and it does work. And it, I mean, obviously the Indians were doing it. They taught the people that came from Europe how to do that.
Right.
The only thing I would recommend if you do choose to do it is when you dig your hole, dig it fairly deep.
Yes.
Put the fish in and then take a good handful of lime, horticultural lime, and sprinkle it over the fish. A pretty good dose of it.
And then put it in the oven at 450?
Yeah, right. No, it'll keep the smell down as it deteriorates, because otherwise you'll have raccoons and dogs and coyotes
that are able to smell
up your garden
through the dirt.
Yeah, to get,
okay,
to the fish. But
well, there's some good advice.
Yeah.
Very good.
It works.
Could also go by fish fertilizer at the store.
Or you could do that.
Mix it a tablespoon per gallon of water and just pour it around your plants.
Save you a whole day of fishing?
Yeah. Yep,
that's right.
Going through all that?
Well, a lot of people do go fishing, and sometimes you've got more than you can use, especially if you're catching something out in the ocean, like mackerel or whatever, which my family loves to eat, but everybody else thinks is just garbage food. But it also is great, mm-hmm, for dumping in the garden. So,
Did Sue have a quick little final question?
No, she mentioned that we were recommending fragrant, right, roses to her.
So she has Double Delight, 20 years old?
Right. She said it's not doing well after 20 years of pruning.
It's not
might
bad.
Might be time just to put in a new plant.
Yeah.
20 years out of a rose, that's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, there's, depending on where you are, Sue, online is a nursery called K&M Nursery.
Okay.
In the South, Mississippi, I believe. And they graft Double Delight onto a Fortuniana rootstock, which if you live in a warm climate, will thrive and give you the most blooms that you've ever seen on any rose. So she was asking if there's an improved version of Double Delight, and there isn't, but you can improve Double Delight by grafting it on a Fortuniana rootstock.
Okay, wow.
So you might take a look, and I believe K&M Nursery is shipping now if you want a mail order.
Good to know.
And if you want an own root, you can go to Heirloom Roses that we were talking about earlier.
Hey, let's touch quickly, John. We've got a few minutes here to go. We've got, of course, we talked about the auction. A little bit about, it's early, but a little bit about the trip in 2019 to Alaska. Looking for, like you said, 35, 36 people. We've got interest so far for those that are just tuning in or not heard. We've got a trip that we're planning with Matthew Brumley, Earthbound Expeditions. He's done such a great job last couple of two or three years. We're going to Vancouver, British Columbia, even Victoria, right, John? The island of Victoria, and then on the Alaska.
Yeah, we're going to visit Butchart Gardens. I'm going to look that up right now and see, because it's not on our website. But if you go to Earthbound Expeditions.
We will have the itinerary very soon up on GardenAmerica.com. So, again, GardenAmerica.com to get your newsletter, to find out information about the trip, and just about anything else that we do refer to on the show. That's always good to have that bookmarked or at least saved on your computer.
You'll be up there for midnight sun.
That time of the year, July?
Yeah. Well, June 21st would be the peak of it. But
I'm not sure we're going to be that far north.
We'll
get the residual.
Yeah, you'll get up far enough that you'll have it. Yeah. And
I wish we could get far enough to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah. Once in a great, great while, they make it down this way, but it's been a long, long time. So, saw them once in New Jersey. It was pretty cool.
And really, they came that far down, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But that is such a phenomenal event.
Whereabouts in New Jersey? Because is it called the Garden State?
Yeah.
And yet, at the same time, certain people make fun of it.
It's very common. We were in the very northern part in a small town called Lincoln Park.
Now, is that the beautiful part with lush green
Yeah, most of the state, especially the northern part, is very woodsy. Woods and swamps and that kind of thing. The problem where you get the bad rap is when you go just a little bit east, then you get into the industrial area.
Okay, smokestacks and things like that.
Jersey City.
When you're in New York, the things that you can see across the river to New Jersey, that's what you're talking about.
And literally, when we were where we lived, we were, as a crow flies, probably only 30 miles away from New York.
Okay.
But we were out in the woods.
Right, so you know, if you didn't know, you wouldn't know.
And it didn't take you 30 minutes to get there. It took you an hour and a half.
Back then, right?
Yeah. But, so it's the industrial area, which has been cleaned up tremendously compared to when we were kids. So, yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful state, actually.
That's what I've heard. I haven't I've seen New Jersey from New York.
Yeah.
Never been through New Jersey.
Yep.
So, as far as that goes. Wrapping things up here, John, anything you want to finish up with here? We got a couple of minutes. We've talked about the trip coming up. We'll have more information.
I was just looking. It's 10 nights and 11 days, and I did go to earthboundexpeditions.com, and the itineraries there, day-by-day itinerary, everything is mentioned. You know, we're in Vancouver, I guess, for two nights and one night in Victoria.
In Victoria, then we board the ship.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, up in that part of the country, people that have a good idea of what the Pacific Northwest looks like geographically, there are so many islands off Washington, Vancouver, British Columbia. I mean, more than you can count.
Yeah. Isn't Juneau actually on an island?
Juneau, Alaska could be. I'm trying to picture it geographically in my head. Wait, now, it has all the stops there, right, or not?
Yeah, it's like day five, you put out to sea. We're in Vancouver up until then, but then we go to Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, Glacier Bay.
Right now we got to go home.
Yeah. All right.
That's what the music says.
We'll come back next week.
We'll be back next week. Tiger's back. Bob, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thank you for your viewers, listeners, Brannon, Jeremiah, Zach, everybody back there at the network. Thank you so much. Until next time, get growing America. I'm Brian Main. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.